Non-believers are a minority not often talked about in today's America. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lee Schmidt, university professor in the humanities at Washington University in St. Louis, discusses this group.
Secularization is often still imagined as defining modernity, a process by which religion declines in significance, dwindles in intellectual heft, and is narrowed into a private sphere of individual choice. Imagining secularity as age-defining, however, misconstrues both religion's enduring power and secularism's persistent vulnerability. That is especially so in the United States, where freethinking unbelief has always been an embattled minority posture. In American political and social life, religion was long elevated over irreligion in defining the rights and norms of citizenship. Time and again, atheists and non-believers were marked as morally deficient and legally second class. They were often barred from holding offices of public trust or from serving as witnesses in court. Their freedom of expression was routinely challenged. Rights of conscience are religious rights, one Protestant clergyman insisted in 1844. What rights of conscience can atheism, irreligion, and licentiousness pretend to, he asked. Whether religious freedom included irreligious freedom was a quandary that would not go away. Delivering an irreverent lecture, selling ungodly books, delighting in profane cartoons, or even sending a postcard making light of the Bible could land a freethinker in jail. The dilemmas American secularists faced were far from legal abstractions. They were rough conflicts in which social antagonism and moral outrage frequently ran high. Only over the very long haul did the principle of neutrality, that the state was to treat believers and non-believers on equal terms, come into ascendancy. Even then, that principle has remained much disputed and atheists much despised in America's God-trusting culture.
That was Lee Schmidt of Washington University in St. Louis. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.